Steve Gurr. I am America's voice, fierce and fearless, here to tell you the truth. And if that offends you, I have to be honest. I don't care. Somebody has to tell it to you straight. I'm the guy, all right? Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, it's all about the pandemic and the desperate efforts by Democrats and their Marxist mindset to shut down America so they can justify massive mail-in ballot efforts again. Number two, Nancy Pelosi ordering Capitol Police to arrest those who show up without wearing a mask, members of Congress, staffers, anyone who cleans the place. And number one, the fearmongers are on the loose, trying to scare the daylights out of everyone, and it's a desperate attempt on the left to push you into a corner. That's what this is. They want to divide America by the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. The unvaccinated be the unclean, the enemies of the state. That's the way they're being described in some sectors and some sections. If you're unvaccinated, you don't care about your neighbors. You hate your country. There's something wrong with you. You're selfish, you see, if you want to make a medical decision for yourself. That's what they're telling us. It's wrong, of course. Here's how far they're willing to go now. Now they're going to throw a C note on the table, some Benjamins out there. The president wants to throw you a $100 bill if you'll just go get the shot. That's right. So that's right. It's bite number seven. After telling us that schools would be open, you could drop the mask, and the pandemic would come to an end if Americans just got the jab, which about 50 or 60% did. Joe Biden and his band of virus conjurers now say it's Encino that's going to get it done. A $100 bill. It's the shot to win it. Here it is, bite seven. Listen.
In February, the grocery store chain Kroger's offered $100 to their associates if they get vaccinated. And it worked. Vaccination rates move up from 50% to 75% among their employees. States like New Mexico, Ohio, and Colorado are offering similar incentive programs that have helped increase vaccination rates. So today, I'm calling on all states and local governments to use funding they have received, including from the American Rescue Plan, to give $100 to anyone who gets fully vaccinated.
$100 to get a shot. I got to be honest. On the weekend, $100 ought to buy a few shots. Or at least a couple of really good ones. Just saying. By the way, if that doesn't work, you can expect... Yeah, you got it. If that doesn't work, vaccine passports could soon be here. That is, if the CDC and the Biden administration can force them through. Listen to what CDC Director Rochelle Walensky has to say about it here in bite number one. Vaccine passports, making sure that you have your papers in order before you get checked by the police. Listen.
And just last question, because I know they're doing it in Europe, but you're not CDC director of Europe, which I'm sure you're plenty happy about. But they're issuing health passes there, right, where, you know, you can go to a disco or a discotheque, as they like to call it there, if you have a health pass. Is that something that the CDC would ever lean into or perhaps advise here?
You know, I think some communities are doing that, and that may very well be a path forward.
Let me get this straight. They still call them discotheques. Who knew? You see, that's why you go to the brain trust of CNN. Let's see here. We're going to go back to the Common Sense Hotline for a minute. Why? Because I can. It's 877-310-9966, 877-310-9966. Robert on the line in Maryland. Robert, how are you today?
Good morning, Steve. You know, the new mask mandate that they just unleashed on us here in the D.C. area, it seems to me that if the vaccine was working as it claims that it's supposed to work, we wouldn't need mask mandates. So obviously these vaccines are not working for them to, you know, go back to the, you know, to the mask. But you made the point earlier, H.R. 1 failed. They didn't get that through. That's what this is about. We got to go back to the mail-in voting. We got to keep that thing alive. So if they couldn't get that bill through,
right,
the nationalized mail-in voting, now they got to bring this back. But I got to say to you, Steve, the next time Joe Biden comes out, they shouldn't play Hail to the Chief. You seem like you're a connoisseur of classic rock. I don't know if you remember the song The Pusher by Steppenwolf, but that should be Biden's song, The Pusher.
I love it. Thank you, Robert. Well done. Well played. Thank you for being here. Yeah, I remember the song. Love that band, too, by the way. You know, it's interesting that the Department of Justice had to talk about H.R. 1, the For the People Act, an attempt by the Democrats to put their thumb directly on the scales when it comes to elections. The Department of Justice now, and Merrick Garland, threatening states that go back to the laws that were in place prior to the pandemic when it comes to voting. This is actually happening. States that say they want to go back to following the laws of their state without emergency issues, not mass mail-in ballots, because that was a provision put in just to deal with the pandemic to make sure people could vote. The DOJ telling those states, well, we may not just let that happen. We might challenge you on going back to the laws of your state. And I'm sure the Supreme Court will shoot that down. They'll have no choice based on the decision on the Arizona case that banned ballot harvesting and mass mail-in balloting there. 6-3 was the vote, and 6-3 should be the vote or better on the federal government dictating to any state what the outcome should be. Well played, though, on Robert's part there. You know, in the Capitol Police being asked to arrest the maskless, but not members of Congress. I was mistaken by that. It was put forth by Nancy Pelosi. If a visitor or staff member fails to wear a mask after a request is made to do so, the visitor or staff shall be denied entry to the House office building or House side of the U.S. Capitol. Any person who fails to either comply or leave the premises, subject to arrest. If you fail to put on a mask when they tell you that we are forced to make you wear the mask. If you fail to wear the mask, you shall be detained, Mr. Gruber. Do you understand? You shall be detained. We have ways to make you comply. Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'm so excited to know that she's going to be gone by January of 2023. No more Nancy Pelosi. Just feels good to say it in some ways. No more Nancy Pelosi come January 2023. I'm interested in seeing that happen. At any rate, these are the conversations that are happening all over this country. I'd like to know where you come down on all of it. The way to do that is go to stevegruber.com, drop me a line, because I am curious, no matter whether you're in Texas or Tennessee, Oregon, or Maine, I don't care. I want to hear from you as to what's going on in your area. What is happening with the schools? Are they open? What is happening with the local shopping malls? Are they forcing you to wear a mask? What's happening at the grocery store? Are you wearing a mask, not wearing a mask? What's going on? Are you vaccinated or not? You can tell me you're not. That's up to you. I'm just curious if there's a breakdown between those that have gotten the jab and those that have not. I'm curious as to what's going on. I want to take the pulse of this country, and you're the ones that are going to help me do it. The only way to sit here and understand what's going on is if we share more information, not less. Have more conversations and more speech, not less. We need to share notes, compare notes, and see what's going on in your neck of the woods to mine. All right? Fair enough. Again, stevegruber.com, the place to find out all about that. You can also follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Getter. The Facebook page, I put a question up there every day. My question was, what would you do with $100 for shots? Might buy a round for my friends, apparently. Ah, nice work, Alex. We'll be right back. And nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?